I just got off of another call 5 minutes ago, and you guys are just so awesome. I'm so very blessed that I get to meet with you every single week on this call. And I know many of you guys have bridges into other conference calls, and a lot of people putting us on the website, listening to us live on a website. I am just blown away at all of your faithfulness, your desire, your focus. I'm just truly blown away. And you know what the exciting part about doing this conference call is, and the exciting part about doing the training seminars is? You know who the people are that show up? They're the hungry ones. They're the ones that want to make it work. They're the ones that have to make it work. They're the ones who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're the ones with vision, desire, passion, drive. That's who they are. Why? Because the whiners don't show. That's why. They whine themselves out of the business, and you guys are the type of the people who are saying, just show me the way. Show me everything I need to know, and I will do it, Danny. The last call I just did was a corporate call. It was a private call for a company that I'm contracted in with. And it was awesome because they had flown me out to Austin, Texas to observe their meetings, and I'm helping write scripts for orientation. They do live meetings, plus coming in with all kinds of internet systems and all that kind of stuff. And oh my gosh, I had the chance to spend time with their two top leaders that were there. I gave those two top leaders one nugget. This lady had not recruited in over a year. They're just sitting on top of this awesome sales organization, making really good money, but haven't recruited anybody in a year. Sat them both down and just sat them straight, and these two went out and just did more in the last 4 days than they had all year combined. And one technique that I gave her, she used and has had incredible success with that one little technique that I gave her. I'm going to focus in on that one technique tonight because I believe it's going to help you, as well as I'm going to answer these last remaining questions that we've just not had time to answer. And I'm not going to introduce myself. My husband already did. If you want to know any more, you can go to DannyJohnson.com. Just know that I was a young, homeless, cocktail waitress with no dreams, desire, or anything, and started in the network marketing industry and made my first million within 2 years and went on to make millions beyond that. And so anyway, if I can make that happen, and I barely made it through high school, in fact, I dropped out, went back, and finished, then so can you. That's the reality. The thing I will tell you is that not everybody who came from where I came from, as far as broke, depressed, unmotivated, and overweight, not all those people are hungry. They could be hungry in their bellies, but they don't have a strong desire to make a big change in their life. They're not ready for change. They need you and this business, but they really don't want it because they don't want to go to work. And that's how you know who wants it versus who needs it. And that's why I love it, because guess who I get to talk to every week? Are the ones who want it, which is you. And that means right there that you've risen above 98% of the population that's dead or dead broke by the age of 65. And you have positioned yourself into the position of a 2%er that just does things different, that will not go status quo, that will not settle for less, that will not settle for mediocrity, that has vision. And it may not be crystal clear, but you've got some kind of vision. Anyway, I have a question here from Fran Wood. Now, Fran belongs, is very, very spiritual, and it's a spiritual question. And her question about that was, how does she balance her spiritual life with her business life? It sounds to me like Fran is very driven, when I read her question, very, very driven, and her challenge is not forgetting her God, not forgetting her spiritual life. And so my answer to you, Fran, is this. You need to get a hold of the book, and if any of you have that kind of a struggle with your business that either you find that you just get so wrapped up with it, it's so exciting that, you know, going to church is the last thing in the world you want to do, that's not healthy. It's healthy to have all areas of your life balanced. It's healthy to have balance mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially, and that's what Total Health is all about. Total Health is a seminar company that I started 14 years ago, and that's what this whole thing is about, balanced success, because you can have all the money in the world and be as lonely as a stinky pig. And I'm not kidding you. I know lots of people like that. I would rather be broke and have friendships than have all that money and be a jerk and no one like me. I also know people have tons of money who emotionally and mentally are jacked up. I had a conversation with one today. Oh, just those kind of people. You want to lock them up yourself, but you must forgive them. Anyway, but there are those people that are, you know, maybe doing great financially, but emotionally and mentally, they're hurting people all around them, hurting their children with their manipulative tactics, hurting them mentally and emotionally with their verbal abuse of what they think is motivating, but all they're doing is manipulating. And manipulation has a sword on both sides of it, and it hurts. And then, of course, physically, you must take care of your body. You must be supplementing on some kind of products and eating good. Hello, this is a marathon race, man. Wouldn't it be lame if you got your checkup to 50 grand a month or 100 grand a month and you had a heart attack and died? That would suck. So you want to make sure that you take care of your body physically. This whole journey, make sure you take care of it physically. Make sure you're eating good and healthy. Don't you dare be surviving on those, you know, value-packed meals and doing all that kind of crazy, you know, McDonald's and all that stuff. Once in a while, it's fine, but if that's your daily diet, you're in humongous trouble. The odds are out there. The studies are very visible and very clear. You're going to die. That's reality, and we pretty much get to choose how it's going to happen if it doesn't happen by accident, because the top three deaths, are actually top four, are all preventative. Stroke, heart disease, and cancer, totally 100% preventative, and number four is prescribed medications. Stay away from hospitals, you'll live longer. So physically, we need to have you in balance physically, and then spiritually, absolutely. I know a lot of people that are spiritually whacked out. They've given up everything, gone into debt, because they're sitting there waiting for God to make them rich. It ain't gonna happen. He helps those who help themselves. He clearly says in the Word of God that if a man won't work, don't feed him. That a lazy man's roof leaks. I mean, there's tons of scriptures in there that'll teach you how to be poverty stricken. And that's not his goal with anybody. His goal with everybody is to prosper us. And so you must work diligently. You must give your business the same kind of commitment that you give your boss. You must give this business the same kind of commitment that if you've been married and committed for 50 years, this business needs the same size of a commitment that does. So total health meaning healing emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and foul. And so, yes, do I teach that? You betcha. Because if you leave your spiritual life behind, I promise you it will catch up with you eventually. You'll have some kind of a big, gigantic breakdown. Spirituality is a gigantic part of my business. And how I work that through is that God is in my business. He is a part of every single thing I do. I start my day with Him. Now, man has complicated this topic called God. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible you have to have a ministry in a church or a ministry on the mission field. We live on a mission field every single day when we're on the phone talking to people. Our job is to spiritually bless those people, and that could just be a word of encouragement. And so, Fran, tear down the walls that man has built concerning ministry. Go get yourself the book called God at Work. God at Work, and the at sign is the same as your email app. And you can get that at godisworking.com. Go to my site. It's somewhere on there, I think. Anyway, get that book. It'll help you balance out your spiritual life with your business life. Listen, you're driven. He made you that way. Go drive. Go get it done. No need for guilt. Guilt does absolutely nothing. Ask for guidance. He'll give it to you. It's that simple. Here's another one. Oh, I already did that one. Okay, here we go. Here's another one. And I'm going to open the floor later for questions, too. So if you have any, start writing them down. Okay, here's a lady that says that she says, if I'm calling leads or using the email autoblast, shouldn't the prospect be interested and excited enough to follow up with me? I hear follow up is so important, and yes, I agree when it's about using the product, but when trying to get people in, why shouldn't they have to call us back? I think if they are excited and serious enough to want what I have to offer, they couldn't be fast enough to get to the phone. Camille, I could not disagree with you more, baby, and I really couldn't disagree with you more. Yes, your opportunity is exciting enough to have someone call you back, but there is so much competition out there, girlfriend, and I would not recommend you waiting for people to call you. Here's the reality. You run a business. And the reality of that business is that really is only a couple ways to advertise that business. There's only a couple ways for business, the word about your business to get out there. One of them is by doing an advertising blast. Okay, you pour thousands of dollars into advertising, you go ahead, you do that, and you better make sure that you soak it for every dime you put in it. If you're a business person, you invested into advertising, you better make sure you get plus some with your money's back, which doesn't always happen. And so the second way of marketing your business is through word of mouth advertising and referrals. That is still to this day the most effective way of advertising. Let me prove it to you. 55% of Americans last year alone purchased products via network marketing. That is more than radio, television, and internet all combined. And all of those three spent millions of dollars advertising their products, whereas network marketers, hello, 55% of the marketplace, we dominate it with word-of-mouth advertising. And so it's called person-to-person contact. To be honest with you, it ticks me off when I try to get a hold of somebody for an opportunity and I don't hear back from them. It ticks me off if I've responded to something and I can't get a hold of a live person. Camille, you would never recruit me, ever. You would never recruit me through an autoresponder or an email blast. Never in a million years, but you would captivate me through one-on-one conversation on the phone and me falling in love with you. And if you've been with me long enough, you know how to do that. And there are other people that that you can get. In fact, your upline, Camille, you know who I'm talking about, he'd be one that would respond that way. But do you know that he was recruited by World Market? David got him started. That was a friend of his. He didn't see it on the internet. He didn't answer an ad. And he built an income of $350,000 a month in 2 years, girl. So the reality is, talk to people. Don't think for a minute that because you've got that beautiful tool of the internet, that is simply just to generate exposure and attention to the business that you have. Your job from that point on is to have one-on-one contact on the phone with that person or even live. Okay, so I let me give you four ways that you can market your business. One is through advertising, okay, which can be very costly, big dollars, and that advertising is going to happen through radio, you know, any kind of media. Number two is through public relations. That's another way you can do it. Good luck. Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. Very small return. Cold calling. Have fun. You couldn't get me to do it, man. There ain't no way in a million years you can get me on the phone cold calling anybody. Those people that like to do it, man, they were made from a different planet. Because I don't know anyone that loves cold calling. And then the fourth way is word of mouth. So there's four ways to do it. There's one way that has been tried and proven for 40 years and works the best and makes the most money. And so if you're going to pour money into advertising, girl, turn it into a word of mouth issue after you have exhausted those leads. So yes, call those people back, build a rapport. You'll shock their brains right out of their head because no one else calls them back. Okay, here's another one. Never mind. I already answered that one too. Okay, this is Roberta Maddox, who I know who's on here. She said, I have a couple of people that stayed with for as long as she stayed with for as long as she could. I recommended that they go to your calls and your site up front to help them work on themselves. They do get on, but they seem to want to do things their own way. And when they don't hear from me, they think I'm not working with them. The last time I checked, the phone worked both ways. Roberta, I love your attitude. I think you and I were born from the same mother. I work full-time and only have a couple of hours per day in which to build my business. I can only deal with those who qualify for my time, not time to chit-chat about this and that. Okay, Roberta, great, awesome, wonderful question. And here's my answer. You definitely want to build a rapport, and here's what happens, is once you've done like that three-meeting plan with them, okay, you've sent them to my site, the ball is in their court, if they want to work their business, it's up to them. You want to tell them that up front. This is how Hans and I have built our business. We tell people, okay, we are here anytime you call us. If we're not available right then at that moment, we will call you right back as soon as we can. So if you need help, you contact us. If we don't hear from you, that just tells us one of two things. One, you are having incredible success and need no help at all. Or two, you're not working your business and you completely lost interest and you gave up on your dreams and your goals. So we are looking for people that are going to keep us busy. So if we hear from you, we will help you. If we don't, we're sorry. It means you don't want help. So, Roberta, establish that in the beginning with these people and just let them know, hey, I work with the ones that really want to work the business, and how I know who those people are the ones that are calling me saying, how do I handle this objection? How do I say this to so-and-so? What's my next step? And tell them that. That's what you're looking for, are people that are going to bug you. There's that one. I know that helped about 200 people right there off the bat. Okay, here's a whole mess of questions. Shelley took full advantage of my offer. She sent 9 questions in. I don't think I can answer all of them. Okay, she says, when the person answers the phone, and let's say it's a man's voice, and you are wanting to speak to Susan, then what do you say? You say, hi, is Susan available? Hi, is Susan home? That's what you say. And number 2 is, she wonders if they don't want to get personal with them, and they ask what company I'm with. Tell them. You ain't got nothing to hide. Be proud of the opportunity that you're in. Don't hide what you've got. They're buying you. If you don't like your company name, then create your own company name and do what I did. In the beginning, I didn't like the company name that I had because it had a bad reputation. And so what I had is I called my company Total Health. That was the name of my sales organization. That's what we called ourselves. People had no idea what company they were in until they got their products. And guess what? No one cared. No one cared. Why? Because I tell them the truth. Our company is called Total Health. We contract in different manufacturers. They supply us with product and timely paychecks. That's their function. Total Health's function is to train and develop you in a leadership position so you can earn a professional level of income in your home-based business. That's what I told them. Okay, number 3. I have a list of 500 leads, but they are just general opportunity seekers. I'm not even sure how their names were harvested. Do I use the same approach? Hi, this is Shelley, and I'm getting back to you. My answer is yes. I don't care where the leads came from. They responded to some sort of ad. So you say, I'm calling you back. You responded to an ad. If you purchase leads, what you did is that you paid a company to run an ad for you. That's all that is. So you're telling the truth. Okay, number 4. If someone just outright says, why are you asking me all these questions about myself? Should I just say, well, I wanted to get to know you a little bit so I could understand where you're coming from and if I think my business opportunity would be suited for you? Okay, here's my question. There's one thing I would change with that, and let me tell you this. I never call my business opportunity. I would say everything else the same, Shelley, but this is what I would say different, and here's the reason why. I said, well, I wanted to get to know you a little bit just so I could understand where you were coming from, to see what your skills are, to see if our company would be suited for you, and to see if you qualify to work within our operation. That's what I would say. Why? I'm coming from a big corporate standpoint versus my little business. Okay? My business tells them they've just met the head cheese, and it stops right there. No, 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 no. You don't ever want them to think that. In fact, when I ran, I was running 2 companies at the same time, my seminar company and my network marketing company. The people I was prospecting had no idea that I was the president, founder, and CEO of the company I was recruiting them into. None of them had a clue until they got their manual and saw my picture in that manual. They already purchased. In fact, they even went to a seminar. Never had any idea that I founded it, that I funded it, and I was running it. None of them did. And so I don't ever want them to know that. I just want them to think and know that I'm a part of a big thing and that you have to qualify to be able to work with it. I'm not the person that set the guidelines. The company did. Why? Because if people get to the top too quick, get to that top person like you running your own business, guess what? They can try to manipulate you, ask you questions, da-da-da-da-da. You want it to be, hey, I'm basically pre-screening you to see if you have the kind of quality of the person we're looking for. Number 5, when you call and no one answers, should you leave a message on the machine? How many times do you go back to that number if there is no answer before you throw it away? That's a great question, and I get that question a lot, and my answer is this. I usually have so many brand new fresh leads coming in every single day that I do not have time to go back and reharvest something that's cold, dirty, and yucca. So, if you are not in a position to make sure that you have far too many people to call, then yes, you need to go back and try to make attempts to call people back. What I suggest that you do, Shelley, is call your own answering machine or your own voicemail. Leave a message that you would leave on a prospect's phone and see if you would call yourself back. So I would leave a message like this. Hello, Shelley. This is Danny Johnson calling you from XYZ Corporation. I'm calling you back to get you the information that you requested. I've been with our company for X amount of months. We made $1,500 our very first month working part-time, providing that you have the skills that are necessary to work inside of our company. We'll be able to learn that when you call me back and when I get the information back to you, and at that point we'll decide whether or not we're going to be able to work together. So good luck to you and God bless. Leave your telephone number, leave your web address, state those two things again and speak those things slowly. If you don't have a money testimonial, then I would leave a testimonial of your products if you want to. Or you can say, I'm just getting back to you, Shelley. We're doing some pre-screening interviews because it takes a lot on our part to establish somebody in their own home-based business. So go ahead and give me a call back. I'll get that information to you and also see if you have the kind of qualifications of the person that we're looking for. Ta-da. Well, people say, but what if they feel like they don't? So you don't want it anyway. Then there are people that are going to whine, moan, and complain and be afraid to call anybody. Hello, we're building a business, not a doghouse. Okay, and we're not building a charitable organization either. Hey, go make a lot of money in your network marketing business and give it to a charity. But you're not building a charity. You're building a business. Make a profit, give it away if you don't want to keep it yourself. And by the way, I have some great charitable organizations that we pour into on a monthly basis that if you don't know of a good one, I know of some great ones. If you talk with a person and they seem real interested and you know you've made a connection with them, but then when you call them back at the designated time, you can't get a hold of them, how many times should you make an attempt before concluding that they don't want to be bothered? Should we leave a message? Okay, this is the message I would leave for them. If I really connected with a person, this is what I would say. I'd say, Tom, this is Danny. Wow, I know you must have gotten a car accident or maybe some disaster happened with one of your children or something because it just didn't seem like you to flake on an appointment. So go ahead and give me a call. I hope you're okay. I just want to make sure you're fine. Done deal. They'll call you back. What's the best time of day to reach people? I'm thinking about signing up for some leads with Cutting Edge Media. Whatever time of day you sign up for the leads, that's what time you get them every day. I'd rather target the morning people so I can work during the day and won't have to be on the phone all night when my husband is home from work. Then do it. Then do it, do it, do it. There will always be people you need to work with at night, though. That's always going to be the case. Always, always, always. Usually the people that are home in the morning don't have jobs, or they could be business owners. Actually, most business owners, the morning is their busiest time. But there will always be leads that you're going to want to work in the evening. But whatever works for you is fine. Try it out. See how it works. Okay, she says, you say on your priorities are God, husband, children, church, and business. Actually, no, that's not what I say. I say God, husband, children, business. Just how does that work? I'm trying to give it every minute I've got right now, but I feel like I'm missing out on a lot with friends and family and church. Do you say this is the time and how much time I spend with my business each day and not a minute more? Or do you have to make some major sacrifices to get going, especially at the beginning? Shelley, it depends on the situation that you're in. And what I will tell you is that sometimes sacrifices will be made. If you haven't listened to the North Carolina CDs yet, I highly encourage you to do so because, actually, there it is. I listen to your CDs every day. I guess she does. In there, I do touch on very briefly about time management. Actually, all the time management questions I get. If you guys want me to teach a time management time, then email me and let me know, and I'll teach it on a conference call. Anyway, the reality is this. I serve my God every single day with everything I do. I honor Him with who I am and glorify Him the best way that I can with my business by being honest. In other words, I know a lot of Christians or religious people that give God a bad name. In fact, the same Christians of the reason why I left the church when I was 18 gave God a bad name. Now, my goal is to make sure that my God is glorified through every action that I live out every single day. And I glorify Him through my business, glorify Him through my being a mother, through being a wife. Do I go to church? Yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. But is my whole life dedicated to it? Absolutely not. That's not my calling. I wasn't called to the fivefold ministry. I am not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a teacher. I'm none of those things. I'm a king, as far as what the Bible talks about. The king had their ministry, and they glorified God in the marketplace. That's my job. And Shelley, unless you know you're called to be a missionary in the traditional sense of it, or an evangelist or pastor, then, hello, you need to reevaluate your involvement with church. The other thing is that when I talk about allotting your time and figuring out that time ahead of time, on a monthly, almost two-monthly basis, you know, for example, you've got your date with your husband. Pick a date that you have with your children. Pick your family nights. Block those times out. And block out the times that you work your business, and then you also block out free time for yourself. Block out your church time. Obviously, Sunday is my day with my God. That's what my Sundays are. And if I ever do a conference call on Sunday, I can guarantee you all I'm doing is teaching the Word of God. I am not, I will not do a business call on a Sunday. This won't happen. That's my day that is dedicated to my Lord. And so, anyway, it's important, see, if you're feeling like you're not spending enough time in an area, that's just because you haven't put those appointments in your schedule. And if you've got that nagging at you, like your family's nagging at you, then you are playing your business game crippled, and I don't recommend it. I recommend you allotting everybody their time and then spend the rest of your time working their business. Tell your children, this is our date time, but tomorrow at this time is mommy's time with her business. So I will not do business while I'm with you, and I can't be with you when I'm working my business. And let your husband come under that same exact understanding. Let everybody have that same exact understanding. So anyway, Shelley, I have successfully answered all your questions. Yay! I can file that one. Alrighty, here we go. Nope. Okay, that's done. Now, let me get to this. Last week I touched on something that was very powerful, and I want to know if any of you picked up on it, because I had this lady that did pick up on it and had huge success in a very short period of time by doing what I told her to do. Now, this is what we have. I talked to you guys last week about an organization called BNI, and I'm going to open up the lines and see if any of you actually went and joined it, because if you haven't, you're missing the boat. Or if you couldn't, I understand, because they already have somebody from your industry in it, and that's fine. But let me talk to you. You know how some of you guys do networking and you have meetings locally? You want to tell those people that, you know, actually, let me just tell you a story about this lady, Carolyn. She called a real estate agent that she's known for years, and she called this woman, and she says, Carolyn, I'm looking for somebody. She said the same script that I read, same exact script that I read to you last week. You know, I'm putting together a list of approved contacts of people that I would like to promote their businesses here locally, and that I'm looking for a mutual arrangement that if you were to find somebody that needed my services, you would recommend them, because we both know that referrals go a whole lot further than any kind of advertising that we can do. And she said, now, Sue, we are going to be having, I'm going to be getting together with a bunch of very motivated entrepreneurs on Tuesday night at 7:15. We collectively meet and support one another's business every single week. Now, I would like to invite you to come down, bring your business cards, and you can network amongst that group. In that orientation, you will discover what it is that I'm doing. And if you feel like you need additional income, or it would be come alongside your real estate business, then maybe you might want to take a look at diversifying your income. But if not, that really doesn't matter to me. What does matter to me is that you fully understand what I do, so that you could refer people if you felt it was something you could really get behind. Meanwhile, I would like to do the same for you. Now, I'm going to be interviewing several different realtors from several different companies to find out which relationship I feel is going to work best for me and work for them. And so you're the first one that I'm calling, And so I highly recommend you show up at 7:15 on Tuesday night. Does that work for you? Well, she did this with this lady. This woman came down and surely networked in that meeting and came in with a $500 pack and registered for the seminar right off the bat. The real estate agent saw an opportunity for herself as well as saw an opportunity for her real estate business, started passing out business cards and networking amongst those people. You see, there's only four ways to market your business. I list all four. Word of mouth is the one that is the most effective. Now, the one I told you about was BNI. They're networking organizations, and by the way, I think you need to be a part of many of them. But those organizations attract these kinds of services, healthcare services, physical therapists, chiropractors, doctors, nutritionists, business people, marketing consultants, graphic artists, printers, mortgage brokers, real estate agents, commercial real estate people, insurance services, insurance brokers. There's financial planners, lawyers, CPAs, photographers, caterers, florists, all those things. Now, let me ask you something. Let's say that you are in the health and nutrition industry, and you're the only one in that meeting. Every one of those professionals know people that need you. Let's say you're selling a phone service. Every single person in that meeting needs your service. Do you understand? And so this works really well. Now, here's the flip side of it. Some of you guys have people in your business. In fact, I role played with somebody using it as an insurance broker and letting them know that I'm going to be talking to other insurance brokers, and I'm really looking for just one person that I really like to direct a lot of business to if the relationship is mutual. And we'll see how it goes depending on your response after the orientation. And that we can actually refer nationally, or if your company is international, you can tell them we can actually refer business internationally if your business has that kind of capacity. Well, if you've got people in your sales force that are showing up for these meetings or conference calls or what have you, do you want to keep them in? There's two ways. Yes, obviously, the camaraderie, but help both their businesses grow. Help their network marketing business grow. Obviously, you've gotten them started. You put them on DannyJohnson.com. You're telling them about first steps to success. You're just giving them the steps. They have to show up and do the rest. But also help that realtor grow their business locally. They'll never miss an opportunity to be around you people. Never. Why? Because one deal, one referral could make them $10,000. That's why. If you have somebody, if you've got people in your business that come from all kinds of different professions, then you guys should be helping one another inside your own sales organization. Sending, for example, say you have a chiropractor in your sales force in your network marketing business, and he's local. Then what you should be doing is selling his services to everybody you come in contact with. Hey, do you have a good chiropractor? Here you go. You need to call John. He's amazing. John's an incredible chiropractor. You'll absolutely love this guy. They go to John. Guess what they find out? John's with your company. What is John going to say about your opportunity? He's going to only endorse the products that they are already on. He's going to tell them how great they are. Now it's coming from a professional. The more that these distributors can hear it from more people, the more their belief system buys into it. Do you understand? I hope somebody, one of you, catches this, but this is absolutely enormous. That the legs that networking has on it is endless. It's absolutely endless. So two things happened to that chiropractor. Number one, he got a referral by being a part of a network marketing business. That's the first thing he got. How much more loyal will he be to that? Because you're helping both his businesses grow. You introduce him to a network marketing business, and you are referring customers to his traditional business. That's two incomes growing at the same time by being a part of one organization. Hello? It's a total gold mine. I want to know that some of you guys are doing this. Anyway, that was my nugget for tonight, is to network amongst business professionals. If you weren't on the call last week, here's the approach. If I were, let's say, calling an acquaintance that I met in insurance, or let's say that I'm just calling around, just trying to get to know some people in the insurance business, I would say, you know, I'm putting together a list of approved contacts together. I'm a business person here in town, and the list that I have will actively promote here locally. I have national and international contacts as well, and if your business can expand that way, I'm looking for a mutually beneficial relationship with just a few key business people that I would feel really good about referring business to. Now I'm in contact with quite a large number of people on a daily basis, and that could use your services with my recommendation, and they may choose to use you instead of your competitor, Mercury Insurance, down the street. And so I'm just looking for one that I will be able to work closely with. And so the way I'm going about choosing this is by making an appointment with various different people, and I can introduce you to a couple of the contacts that I have. They're all entrepreneurs that we work together to support one another in our businesses, and there's always a company orientation. After that orientation, you'll see what I do and see whether or not you feel that you could get behind and support what I do. In case you run into anybody that needs my services, then you would feel comfortable referring business back to me. And every person I come in contact with, I'll let them know about insurance and that they should call you if they're not happy with their insurance company. And so you know what endorsing does. It can make both of us tens of thousands of dollars. So anyway, and I would tell them, and you know, once you come to a company orientation, after you see what I do, you may see a way that you could add additional income for what you do. You may see it might work well with what you're already doing, and it might not. I don't know. But depending on how we click with each other and feel whether or not we can support each other's businesses, we'll decide that after that orientation. So you may walk out with a way to supplement your business already. You'll at least walk out with a couple of referrals. Either way, it's a win-win for you. And that would be it. Anyway, okay, so it is 7:42, and we have time to answer questions live. First of all, let me just make a couple of announcements. You all know that we're going to be in Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay. I hear beautiful, and we are already filling up very, very fast. I highly recommend, in fact, there's several groups that are working on bringing 50 people. There's a couple groups working on bringing 25 people, and they're working hard to make that happen. I recommend that if you are on the fence about that seminar, I suggest you get off of it now and get yourself there. I coached a guy today that was in Texas who missed the seminar there in Texas, and now he's getting his butt to Tampa. He thought, oh, I don't think I need it. Guys, the reality is this. I told you this story last week. There was a company that had a lot of people there in Texas, and they had a top 5 bonus pool type thing. And the 3 of the 5 came to the seminar, and all 3 of them had never produced a thing before in their past. Can you believe that? All 3 of them were people who had never done anything. One gal had been in for a couple years, didn't do a thing. Brought in, sold 19 what they call wellness career packs. They're $500 each. 19 of them. She'd been in that company for 2 years, never called anybody she knew to introduce into the business. And sponsored 19 in 2 weeks. Actually, it had to be less than 2 weeks because the seminar was around the 20th, I believe. The other guy who was brand new to the business, came to the seminar, sponsored 32 people. He was number 1 in that company. 32 people. He got $6,800 in bonus money. Not commissions, bonus money. First time rookie, newbie, 32 new people he recruited into that company. Hello? And then their number 5 brought in 10 people. Never had done that before. So all I know is this. Wouldn't it be awesome if you were the person that brought those 3 people? Wouldn't that be awesome? You would have had over 60 people brought into your business brand new by just 3 people alone. Those 3 people brought in 60 people. Do you want that to happen in your business? Then you need to bring people to Tampa, Florida with you. Bring a gob of them. Bring a whole bunch of them. Also, just to put you guys on notice, we are putting together a booklet of scripts that will have CDs attached with them to teach you how to work with the scripts. Those will be available for purchase the beginning of summer. Actually, probably it'll be available at the end of June. I highly recommend that you keep posted on that. And then, of course, we got next Monday night's conference call, just like this one. And then all kinds of stuff that you guys can, you know, listen to for free on the website. So let me open up the lines and take some questions or comments real quick. And I just want to see if anybody did what I told them to do last week. Is there anybody that's on this call that was on the call last week that went and got started with a few different networking groups and started using this approach and want to hear how it went? Hold on, let me unmute the lines.
9:00
your time. Okay, we are live, guys.
Hello.
Oh, you know what I forgot to say? If you've got any kind of background noise,
the trend will be, the trend, and
I'll mute those lines again because somebody else is talking while I'm talking to Trina. Okay, the deal is that if you have any background noise, you need to press *6. Dishwasher, washing machines, toilets flushing, your husband or wife are watching television, kids screaming, something clanking, dog barking, I don't care what it is. You guys definitely want to mute out the lines just for being helpful for everybody else who is attentively listening. If you do press *6, it mutes out your line only, and then you won't be able to ask me a question. So if you decide to ask me a question, you press *6 again, and I'll be able to hear you. So if you are not in a quiet place, please press *6 now.
Do you have backup conference call line?
Okay. I'll go ahead and take that first question. Who was that?
Hey, Danny.
Yes, who's that?
This is Shelley. I just wanted to tell you I was on the line, and thank you so much for answering all 9 of my questions.
I hope that was helpful to you, girl.
Thank you.
Good. Who was that next person that jumped out?
Yes.
Sandy.
Okay, there was a gentleman that jumped out first.
Okay. This is the only second time I've been able to get on because I usually can't get home in time. I had trouble getting on, and I just wondered if you thought about having a backup call line.
If there's a backup conference call line, okay, whoever that is holding a very intense conversation, we can hear you. If you could please press *6 on your line so that we cannot hear your personal conversation, that would be awesome.
I have a personal
that person still does not hear me. Hold on 1 second. Let me *5 and I'll answer the question. Okay, do we have backup conference call lines? Our company right now is adding lines on account of all of you guys who keep getting on the line. That is in the midst of happening. They are supposed to have them available next Monday. And so we will have 2 new conference call phone numbers that you guys will be getting so that you guys can get in on the calls. And I do. I apologize. It's been booked every week, but it's very difficult to get Monday night at 7 o'clock through any conference call company. That's why this company is building new lines for us. So just be patient with us. And you guys can always go to my site and listen to them on the site within 24 hours. So let me unmute the lines again, and hopefully that lady is not talking to somebody else. Okay. Who else is Sandy? Sandy, what was your question?
I have a question here. I can hear that lady, though.
I know.
The question that someone's asked me, and I want to know, is it all right if I ask you this, if my answer was appropriate and how you would have handled it?
Okay.
The question is this. When people will say,
I cannot do the phone call.
I cannot do the phone
call. Oh. Okay. Does anyone know who that is?
Hello, lady. Go do your conversation in another room.
Actually, if we listen long enough, we can get her phone number and blast her. Why is she on the call if she's not paying attention? I mean, I don't get it. Why do people fill out forms when they really don't want a business, you know? <laughs> That is so great.
Okay, well, it sounds like she's stopped holding her conversation. No, she didn't. Sandy, just speak up as loud as you can.
Speak up. Okay, I had a question from somebody. They said, and I quote, if a system is duplicatable, could you make any idiot successful? Tell me if my answer was right and what you would say.
Okay.
I said, without a good attitude, drive, and an independent spirit, you cannot make any idiot successful. Otherwise, why wouldn't everybody in this industry be successful?
Why wouldn't everybody in life be successful?
If you're not willing to take training, you're not willing to have your own style, you're not willing to be your own self-employed leader, no.
Good job, Sandy.
You can't make any idiot successful, but what you can do is make somebody who wants to work successful.
Good job.
What would you add to that?
Sandy, that was perfect.
Okay.
That was absolutely perfect. If that person has a question like that, he's looking for a free ride. Looking for something that's going to be done for him.
He asked me, would you really work with me to succeed? And I said, I have to ask you why you would ask that.
Good job.
Because after all, I'm not the one who's going to make you succeed. I'm going to teach you how to do your business in the industry, but I cannot make you succeed.
Yep. Good. That's good. That was perfect. I wouldn't have done it any other way. That was awesome.
Alrighty.
Am I seeing you in Tampa?
I hope so.
No. I don't think that was the word I'm looking for. No, I don't think that was the phrase I was looking for. My question needs a yes or no.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to get there, Sandy. Come hell or high water, girl. And I know you are an overcomer. So overcome.
I'm not even walking with a cane anymore, girl.
So, and that's what I'm telling you. You're an overcomer. You need to apply that same answer you gave that guy to getting your butt to Tampa with a whole load of people.
Yeah, I bother people when they hear my story because there's no excuses.
Yeah, there is no excuse, so I'll see you in Tampa. Okay, who was that other person that had a question?
I'll touch base with you.
Nobody?
For sure. I have to leave to get my
Goodbye. Hello.
Did someone else have a question or a comment they'd like to make?
Hey, Danny, I do. My name is Lucia, and I am in North Carolina, and I am going to be in Tampa June 11th.
Woo!
Okay. For that other seminar that you're going to have in November, the people that will be able to, in order to go to that one in November, so anyone has to have gone to one of the basic ones first?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yes, they need to go to first steps first.
If somebody for whatever reason, whatever excuse they have, cannot go to the one in Florida, but they do buy your the CDs for the one in North Carolina or whatever. I bought the CDs for the North Carolina last year, but I already pay and everything for me to go to Tampa.
Uh-huh.
But if somebody just cannot go, but they buy the basics, the other series of tape, are they... do you think they would be able to pick up with the one in November?
That would probably be on a case-by-case basis. It depends on the size of their business, their level of leadership and understanding about the business already. If this is just a brand new person, the answer would be no.
Okay.
The answer would absolutely be no. But if they've had, and really that's a case-by-case basis. Because, and the reason is, Lucia, are you from the Philippines?
No.
You're Spanish.
I am from Brazil.
Woo! Oh, do you know that the most beautiful people in the world come from Brazil?
I know.
I was on a cruise ship with 200 people from Brazil, and I'm telling you, my eyes were feasting. I had seen the most beautiful women and men in the whole world, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I can't wait to see you, Lucia. Okay.
I can't wait to meet you.
And they make some great shoes, too. Okay. Anyway, my answer to this, the reason is that leadership training is really to develop that person to a higher level of leadership, really owning and operating a multi-million dollar business. And I don't care what experience they have, the reason why I asked you where you're from, I can hear your accent and I pegged it wrong and I'm really sorry, and forgive me for that, is because you speak Spanish, I speak English. I know you can also speak English, but here's the reality. If somebody... new to the business, walked off the street, and came to creating a dynasty, it would be like somebody from Brazil who knows nothing at all of English, and that seminar is in English.
Uh-huh, okay, I gotcha.
Do you understand? And that's exactly what it is. And so the reason why people have got to go the first steps first is because now you know the language of our business, you know the language I speak, you know the foundation is already done, and you know that part of it. So I don't even have to talk about the foundation. We're going up from there. We're going into the intricate leadership details that really make a six- and seven-figure income.
Well, I'm counting on that. I'm getting Tampa, and I will be the one in...
South San Francisco.
My husband, November 11 and 12, I'm going to California.
Awesome.
And he said, yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's so awesome. God bless your husband. That's a blessing. Okay, anybody else out there with a final question or comment?
Danny?
Yes, who are you?
Hi, I'm Donna from New York.
Hello, Donna, how are you?
I was on last week. I wanted to touch back on basically when you mentioned about how to approach somebody that has a business. Like I have a person that's in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to use that format that you just used.
Uh-huh.
Similar to that situation that you said because they're in insurance.
Yes.
And I think that would be very good, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. I told you I just had this lady do it with a real estate agent. And that lady came right in. And see, you know what the difference is? Is that these are business people. They know what it takes to build a business. They know how to work hard. They're not afraid of it. And they're also not afraid to invest.
Three other callers present.
Did you guys all hear that?
Yeah.
How did you hear that?
Because we're clairvoyant.
Roberta. Okay, anybody else with a question or a comment?
You mentioned BNI, you were talking about that earlier. What's the BNI stand for?
It stands for Business Network International.
International.
Yep.
Isn't that on the internet?
Yes, it's BNI.com.
BNI.com.
Yeah. And hopefully, they only allow one person per industry, per profession there. So hopefully they have an opening for you. If not, it is worth it to drive. Like if they have another chapter a half an hour away, drive. Do whatever it takes to get involved with that.
Business Network, what do you call it again?
Business Network International.
International.
Yep.
Danny.
Thank you very much, Danny.
You're welcome. But Roberta, what do you need?
You said one per profession, so if you're into health, it's only one per.
You got it.
Regardless of the company.
You got it. So, for example, let's say you're in a health and nutrition company,
mm-hmm.
and if they already have somebody from a different company selling health and nutrition products, you would not be able to get in that meeting. You would be able to go for the first one, and then they'll be able to tell you what you could do. You know, to find another one in another area. But do you see the power in that? There's anywhere from 30 to 50 people per chapter, and they're all professional entrepreneurs. And you would be the only person there with health and nutrition products.
Danny, is this meeting kind of like the Toastmasters?
No. Good question. Is that Lucia again?
Yes.
Lucia, no. And you know what? Being a part of Toastmasters would be a great idea. That would also be a great idea. It's a great place to network with people who want to learn how to speak. In fact, oh, my gosh, here's a plan for you. If you're part of Toastmasters, do this. Go there, network, and tell them you've got to hear this woman, Danny Johnson, speak. Invite them to that training seminar.
I'm trying to find it. There are so many.
There are.
That I didn't find yet. The one, I mean, not that I didn't find. I didn't choose yet the one that I want to.
Go. Uh-huh. But tell those people, so you've got to come and hear the most dynamic speaker you'll ever hear in your life. You'll learn so much about how to do presentations. It'll blow your mind. Guess what'll happen? They come to that seminar with you, they're going to be so sold on network marketing, so sold on their life, so sold on getting out of the rut that they're in, they're going to join your business.
Danny, I am a sapphire, so you can bet that I'm going
to
some people.
Don't you love the way she said that? I'm a sapphire.
Don't know what I mean when I said it.
Yeah. I can hear it in your voice, but I love your accent saying the word. The way you say it just has more fire to it.
Okay,
anyone else? We got 2 minutes left.
Hey, this is Kia.
Okay, Kia, there was a gentleman that jumped out first. Who was that gentleman that jumped out before Kia?
Hey, Danny.
Yes, who's that?
Hey, this is John in Tampa.
Hi, John in Tampa.
I just wanted to say, it's a comment, the book, The God at Work, that is an awesome book. It was recommended to me by somebody that's in my organization that went and saw you in Dallas, and I just started reading it, and it's really an awesome book.
Isn't that just profound?
What book?
It's called God at Work.
Yes, absolutely.
It is absolutely profound. If you have a spiritual life and you have a struggle about money and about business with your spiritual life, get the book.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be done with it. God at Work, and it's the at sign like your email sign. God at Work. You can find it at godisworking.com.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and go to my site if you need help finding it, and we'll get that information to you. Kia, what was your question?
Oh, it was just a comment.
Go for it.
You know, after listening to your CDs, this is my second time being on the call, your story is my life. Life. Except for I haven't made $1 million yet. So, you're an inspiration to me. Oh, my goodness. I'm so pumped up about what the Lord's blessed me with. And I'm so for using it all for His glory. So thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Kia. Thank you. Hey, make sure and go down to the site in the conference call vault. There's a series of Christian biblical-based training done. Listen to those. Between those three calls, I went through 1,500 scriptures.
Wonderful.
Yep, they're really, really good. And we're making CDs of those, by the way, guys, that will be available so you can take them and listen to them in your cars and stuff like that.
Before this, I had not enrolled anyone in 3 months, and I enrolled 3 working 2 hours this whole past week.
Yes! Good job, girl! Oh, I love it! That is so awesome! Keep going!
Thanks.
Oh, that's awesome. Kia, I want to see you in Tampa.
I know.
You got to go. Okay, guys, that's the final bell ringing saying, shut up, Danny. Hey, guys, I've just enjoyed spending the last hour with you. I can't wait to talk to you guys next Monday. I promise you we are working on the line so you guys can get more people on them. And I want to thank all those people like Aaron Rashkin and Karen Murray, who also use other conference call companies to tie their groups into here, and also Tom Challen. Thank you guys so much for doing that for your people. That's a great gift that you've given them because you know they won't be able to get on them otherwise. And so we're going to fix that problem so you guys won't have to do that anymore. So God bless all of you, and I'll be talking to some of you this week because I have calls scheduled with you all. Talk to you soon, and God bless.